Chapter 3. Those of my readers who have gone about much with an invisible companion will not need to be told how awkward the whole business is. For one thing, however much you may have been convinced that your companion is invisible, you will, I feel sure, have found yourself every now and then saying, "This must be a dream," or, "I know I shall wake up in half a sec." And this was the case with Gerald, Kathleen, and Jimmy as they sat in the white marble Temple of Flora, looking out through its arches at the sunshiny park, and listening to the voice of the enchanted princess, who really was not a princess at all, but just the housekeeper's niece, Mabel Prowse. Though, as Jimmy said, she was enchanted right enough. "It's no use talking," she said again and again, and the voice came from an empty-looking space between two pillars. "I never believed anything would happen, and now it has." "Well," said Gerald kindly, "can we do anything for you? Because if not, I think we ought to be going." "Yes," said Jimmy, "I do want my tea." "Tea," said the unseen Mabel scornfully. "Do you mean to say you'd go off to your teas and leave me after getting me into this mess?" "Well, of all the unfair princesses I ever met," Gerald began. But Kathleen interrupted. "Oh, don't rag her," she said. "Think how horrid it must be to be invisible." "I don't think," said the hidden Mabel, "that my aunt likes me very much as it is. She wouldn't let me go to the fair because I'd forgotten to put back some old trumpery shoe that Queen Elizabeth wore. I got it out from the glass case to try it on."